Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
Inspector 12, maintain at 6400.
Copy that.
Inspector 12, what's your RPM?
RPM 64. I have a visual of the White Mountains now. I'm going to start to maneuver in.
Copy. RPM 94. Should be some nice fall for you down there. Inspector 12, you're about 4 minutes from the border.
I have no interest in going to Canada. One last sweep here.
Inspector 12, what is your altitude?
I'm on the 340 radio. The terrain is mountainous. Lifting to 13,000. Don't see anything out of the ordinary here. Now wait a second.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to circle back. This is not safe territory. Territory is not safe.
Inspector 12, is the fuel engaged?
Okay, friend, I'm going to change frequencies here.
Roger.
I don't have any power on the rest of the panel here. The panel is down.
Inspector 12, what is your position?
No, the panel's down here.
What is your position?
Yeah, I should be burning pretty steady here, but it says that I'm actually... I don't have... Shit, what's going on here?
Inspector 12, we cannot hear you.
Something's wrong here. Something's very wrong here.
Inspector 12, we cannot hear you.
Can't be right. Okay, I'm holding steady.
We cannot hear you. Change to advisory frequency. Report your cancellation on ground time on the frequency or switch dispatch.
Bigfoot, do you copy? I have no power. No power. I'm gliding here. There's a mountain up ahead, and I'm gliding here. I can't throw my air flaps down.
We should find it in the safe zone.
Hey, I can't. Mayday.
Inspector 12.
Mayday. I'm going down. I'm going down.
Q-Code presents Blackout, in association with Endeavor Audio.
My name is Simon Atani. I'm 39 years old, and I'm currently... I don't know where I am exactly. It's somewhere on the border between New Hampshire and Massachusetts, I think. It's 103 days since the blackout began, and like everyone else, I guess I'm just looking for signs of life. I'm not sure if anyone will ever hear this, but I guess I feel like I should document what has happened here these past few months. That way, if someone does get a hold of this recording, you'll know the truth, and you can act accordingly. My family and I, we come from a small little town in New Hampshire, northern New Hampshire. It's not far from the Canadian border. You've never heard of this place, I promise you. It's called Berlin. And yeah, that's how you pronounce it. Pretty much everyone in town used to work at the paper mill, but that was shut down years ago. As for me, I I was. No, I still am, actually, an aspiring author. Emphasis on the aspiring part. Because my real job was as a radio DJ at 87.6 The Moose. That's the North Country's only independent rock. That was the latest track from the Danish dream pop band Fon House off their self-titled debut EP.
87.6 The Moose.
I hope you enjoyed this edition of Morning Buzz Berlin here on 87.6 The Moose. I know I did. I am, as always, your humble DJ, Simon Itani. Enjoy the rest of your morning, North Country boys and girls. I'm off to Madeline's General Store for a very well-deserved cup of coffee. Maybe I'll see you around town. Until next time, all right? And look out for each other.
Morning, Simon.
Good morning, Madeline.
I'm trying out the dark roast this week. Let me know how you like it.
Are the beans fair trade?
Fair who?
Nothing.
$1.30.
You know they make cash registers now with computer screens and everything.
This one works just fine. Newer technology isn't always better.
Sox win last night?
Who cares? Expos are going all the way this year.
The Expos moved to D.C. like 15 years ago. They're the Nationals now.
If your son or daughter moved away and changed their name, would you disown them?
Depends. Do I still have to pay their cell phone bills?
Tell Carla and the twins I said hi.
Will do. See you soon. What was that? Did you hear that?
What?
Gunshots.
Huh?
Gunshots. I think up near the cell phone tower, up on the hill.
I know you're a city boy, but how long have you lived up here now?
18 years.
And after 18 years in the North Country, you still don't know when it's hunting season?
No, that definitely did not sound like a hunting rifle.
Oh, you're the expert, clearly.
I am, and I'm going to go check it out.
You are the dumbest smart guy I know, Simon.
I've gone through it in my head so many times since. At first, it was the details I missed, like what the guy, actually looked like. He was wearing all black. I remember that. I know that. When I replay that morning, I can't help but ask myself, how the hell didn't I see it, right? It was right there in front of my face. I mean, how often do you see a man trying to shoot down a cell tower?
Stop!
Troubling news coming out of Gorham this morning, where a local teen was mauled by a black bear after taking part in the maple syrup bath challenge. It's a dangerous new craze that has North Country parents concerned and public safety officials scratching their heads.
Come on, Iz. Let's go. Chop, chop. Where's Hunter?
I don't know. We're twins, but we're not joined at the hip, Mom.
Ugh. This is so annoying.
What?
My phone's messed up.
What's wrong with it?
It says no service, and none of my texts are going through.
Oh, my God. No texts? All right. Well, you know, you might not survive it, but...
Hilarious.
Fruity Squares. Nice.
You gonna need a ride over to Lincoln's?
What I need is my own car.
Did they forget to put you through the concussion protocol again, or did someone in this family win the lottery not tell me?
Lincoln's picking me up. We want to get to Montreal before the other prospects.
Good, okay, but remember, McGill isn't the only hockey program.
I know, Mom.
We just want you to explore your other options.
What do you think I'm doing? I'm sorry we can't all assume that we're all getting into Yale.
Leave me out of this. Ugh, once. What tips advice?
Gotta go.
Oh, can you guys drop off your sister?
Sorry, car's full. See you Saturday night, Mom. Love you.
Okay, be careful, please. Montreal is a big city, and Lincoln is a magnet for trouble, okay? Don't get drunk, arrested, or a girl pregnant.
I'll do my best.
And call me when you get there.
Okay, but for some reason, my phone's not working right now. It's wicked annoying.
Find a landline.
Got it.
You know what that is?
Yes.
All right.
I can't believe you let him skip school for that. They really should have given you a lift. Have you ever been inside of Lincoln's car with their sweaty hockey bags? I'd rather take the maple syrup bath challenge.
What do you have after school today?
Just some canvassing for a couple of city council and school board candidates at the old folks' home.
Okay, well, you know these old folks are part of the generation that defeated communism is. You think they're really going to want to go back to it?
No, I think they want a dignified retirement and economic security, like everyone else.
All right, when you get older, you'll realize.
Oh, please, Mother. It's too early for this.
Report, but we are now getting some
Wait.
Breaking news
Mom,
here
turn it
out
up.
Of Washington. We're learning that this does appear to be a major situation with national security implications. I'm being told that the president is moments away from addressing the nation from the White House. So we'll go right now.
That's weird. Power's out. What the? It's a cop car.
Are you sure they have cell service at this campsite?
Settle down, Ty.
If I don't check in, my parents are gonna call McGill.
Have I ever stayed you wrong?
Yeah, consistently, since the third grade.
Yeah, and I don't want you to forget that, asshole, because we are getting laid this weekend.
She brought two tents, right?
Yeah, Jade and I get the big one. You and Carrie get the little one.
Whatever. As long as I'm not in yours. Now my GPS isn't working. This is so annoying.
GPS, listen to you. Look at it. Jericho Mountain State Park, next exit.
You're right. I don't even know street signs anymore.
Jesus Christ. See, this is the problem with technology. It's rotting our brains.
Jesus, dude, you sound like my dad.
Whatever. It's gonna be nice to have a weekend off the grid for once.
Dude, are you drinking a beer right now? It's 9 a.m.
Oh, shut up.
Dilling and eyes on the road! You are such a fucking meathead.
Alright, Simon, can you lift your arm for me?
It hurts, Doc.
Yes, it does tend to smart when a .30 caliber bullet rips across your flesh.
I'd laugh, but I just got shot.
More like grazed. You're very fortunate. After a few days of rest, your shoulder will be good as new. Uh-oh.
Aren't you on a generator here?
Yeah, but I can't remember the last time we had to use it. Things might get interesting real fast if they don't get that power back on soon.
Is there any word on what happened? The guy who shot me was up near the cell tower. Maybe that had something to do with it.
I don't think the power outage is confined to Berlin.
What do you mean?
All I know is the president was about to come on national TV to make some big announcement, and then the power went off.
Jeez.
Excuse me, Mr. Ratani.
Oh, my God. Dad!
I'm fine, Izzy. I'm fine.
Who did this?
I'd love to know. Thanks for bringing them here, officer.
You got it.
Did you find the guy?
Not yet.
I'm sorry, but all of you can't be back here. Hospital policy. If you and your daughter could just head back to the waiting
room.
We're
not going anywhere, okay? My husband has just been shot.
Grazed.
This is attempted murder.
Whoa, hang on. I hate to be a wet blanket, but it sounds to me like your dad was wandering around the woods during hunting season.
So you're not even going to look for the guy?
Of course we are. But we're a little spread thin right now. All the traffic lights are out.
So what should we do?
I'd suggest going about your day.
IPA? When'd you put on your fancy pants?
Well, we're celebrating. Heads up, Kara.
Thanks, babe. What are we celebrating?
A long weekend in the woods together without the tyranny of social media to distract us. Right, Jay?
Sounds a little more like a nightmare to me.
No way. There's no bear in nightmares, babe.
Yeah, I still don't have service, though.
Shit. My parents are going to be pissed if I don't check in at some point.
Yeah, mine too. Hey, guys, we might have to drive back into civilization tomorrow and check in.
Yeah, pussy.
Hey, what do your folks think you are, Jay?
My cousin's place in Manchester.
How about you, Kara?
Yeah, my mom's too hopped up to give a shit. I just told her I was going out.
Okay, back.
No worries. The way I see it, just about every adult in the North Country is an admitted drug addict or a liar. At least she's upfront about it. What the fuck's that?
Holy shit, it's a fighter plane. Guys, look!
What the hell's it doing all the way out here?
Is it me or is that the inflame? Really? Whoa.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard-of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
The radio station was a couple miles north of the hospital. It was right on the river. I call it a radio station, but we're not talking NPR here. It was more like a barn with a studio on the ground floor and a little one-bedroom apartment up top. My only colleague at the station was Bill Starkey. He owned the place, and he lived there too. And to paraphrase Churchill, Bill's a modest man with much to be modest about. He's perfectly suitable for running a station with a listenership of a couple thousand on a good day, but I'll say this about Bill. That man could really surprise you.
Hey, Simon.
Oh, good, 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 good. The station's still got power.
Well, yeah, I got the generator.
Yeah, well, this is good.
What the hell happened to your shoulder?
I got shot. Are we up and running?
The classic rock hour just started a half hour ago. I thought I'd just play Led Zeppelin 2 all the way through until you got here.
Bill, you know I can never get enough Zeppelin, but don't you think we should address the blackout?
What can we do?
I don't know. We can... inform the people about what's going on. Maybe we activate the emergency alert system.
Oh, only FEMA or the FCC can order that. We haven't gotten anywhere.
All the phone lines are down, Bill. There's no news coming in. There's no information at all.
Okay, but it's really against regulations.
Come on, man. It's been a crazy morning. Let's be useful for one.
Okay. I'll do it. Give me a second. Your mic will be hot in about 15 seconds.
Let's cut that in half.
Well, I guess, but we're right in the middle of
Bill.
That epic Jimmy solo is just about...
Bill!
Okay.
Hello, North Country. It's Simon Itani, and usually at this time I'd be introducing a new track in our classic rock hour, but... as anyone who's within range of this broadcast knows by now, we appear to be facing a major blackout. And here are the facts that I'm aware of at this point. There's no electricity or cell phone service, landline phone access in the area, and the problem does not appear to be confined to the North Country. Hold on just a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll have to excuse me. I don't want to alarm anyone, but I'm clearly a bit rattled here, and just I watched what appeared to be an Air Force fighter jet just crashing and exploding into Jericho Mountain. So clearly, we are we're dealing with something, some kind of national crisis here, and
What the hell do I do?
I guess you should keep talking.
Well, let's keep it here at 87.6, the Moose. And we are going to do everything we can. We'll do our best to keep you appraised of what's happening. But we just have limited information at the moment. And I was actually shot this morning. So this is really quite a lot for me to take in. So why don't we go to a quick musical break as I gather my thoughts for a moment. But in the meantime, I think the most important thing everyone can do right now is just make sure you have enough food and water at home. Maybe you stockpile some batteries and just prepare for nightfall, because we don't know what's gonna come after this. We have no idea. And here's a new single from Berlin Zone, Stella and the Couches. Please stay tuned and look out for each other.
Hey, this is Scott Conroy, writer and creator of Blackout. If you like what you're listening to, please help us get the word out by subscribing, giving us a 5-star review, and sharing with your friends. You can find us on Apple Podcasts and every major listening app, as well as on EndeavorAudio.com. Blackout stars Rami Malek as Simon Attani. Additional cast include Chloe Brooks as Carla Attani, Seychelle Gabriel as Izzy Attani, T.C. Carter as Hunter Attani, Ian O'Brien as Lincoln, Giselle Damier as Jade, Caroline Newton as Kira, Valerie Spencer as Madeline, Warren Sweeney as Bill, Nathaniel Weiss as Jeremy, Julia Henning as Susan and the Doctor, Michael Dreyer as the police officer, Sean Christensen as the pilot, and Jolynn Kent as the newscaster. Blackout is created by Scott Conroy, written by Scott Conroy, Nina Baker, and Katrina Albright, directed by Sean Christensen, edited by Sean Christensen, Jamie Sheffman, and Noah Gersh, sound supervision and design by Brandon Jones, engineered and mixed by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh for Salt Audio, original score and composition by Jamie Sheffman and Noah Gersh. Candlelight is written and performed by Caroline Smith, Jamie Sheffman, and Noah Gersh, script coordinators Kevin Haney and Tess Ryan. Recorded at Todd AO Studios. Additional recording at Salt Audio. Casting by Mormon Bowling Casting. Blackout is produced by Rami Malek, Scott Conroy, Rob Herding, David Henning, Brian Kavanaugh Jones, and Fred Berger. Executive produced by Dave Easton and Hannah Cope. Artwork by Gravillis Inc. Q Code presents Blackout in association with Endeavor Audio.
Blackout is presented by Sonos. Experience brilliantly clear, room-filling sound, and listen to everything you love with speakers that are simple to set up and use. Start creating your sound system at Sonos.com.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Everyone needs a break from the real world. That's why we played games as kids, and that's why we should play games as adults. I'm Troy LaValle.
And I'm Joe O'Brien. And back in 2015, we started a podcast called The Glass Cannon Podcast, a show made up of comedians and actors playing a fantasy role-playing game.
And now is the perfect time to start listening, because we just started a brand new story.
It's basically Lord of the Rings meets Game of Thrones meets X-Files.
Search for The Glass Cannon Podcast on your podcast app of choice. Hey, life is hard, so come play pretend with us.
Welcome to a journey into the heart of the Texas Renaissance Festival, the nation's largest and rowdiest celebration of medieval fantasy. But what lurks beneath the facade of tights and turkey legs? Well, we dove deep into the empire to uncover a history marred by mystery and misconduct, murders, assaults, and other crimes that tarnish its legacy. This isn't just a fairy tale. It's a cautionary tale of power, fantasy, and the consequences that follow when they all collide. Search for Crime Waves Renaissance Texas on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're listening now.